Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Hello, welcome to New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg. I'm sitting in for Steve Arterburn. We have Dr. Sherry Denham, Dr. Jill Hubbard with us today to answer your questions, and we'll be right back to do that.
With abandonment issues, and I want to know how to move forward from it.
How would I reconcile a betrayal from a friend that was just a really deep wound?
I can always do good for short periods of time.
Yeah.
Like, pick myself right back up.
Michael, I believe you, and I hear that in you. We see that. But none of us were designed to have to pick ourselves up.
First of all, I'm wondering why it has to be somebody's fault that he died, because terrible things do happen in life.
I think you're going to lose this battle.
I have to let it go, don't I?
Yeah. Part of what I would do is spend some time preparing my family to say, this is going to be tough, but we need to put it in the context of what would Jesus have us do.
Hi, welcome to New Life Live. We are here to take your calls, but in this first segment, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Sherry Denham, and myself, Larry Sonnenberg, sitting in for Steve, we're going to... I have a question for these brilliant ladies. Last night, I woke up about 2:30 in the morning, and my brain just started to be on. I couldn't go back to sleep. And I have found that I'm finding some ways to help me slow the brain down, but... Sherry, you're a brain expert. Jill, you've been around a long time dealing with this stuff. What do you do at night if you wake up and your brain just takes off and runs?
The first thing that comes, and I have done this, the first thing that comes to my mind is I write stuff down. Yeah. I just, even if I have to go get up and get a pad of paper, because I don't, it doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, I'll just go get a pad of paper and I'll just start putting everything that's on my mind on that piece of paper. And that paper becomes the holding tank for all that anxiety. And so I kind of let go temporarily. I know I tell myself, I'll get to it in the morning, but it's some place that can hold all that so it's not bouncing around in my head.
That's good, because I told Rhonda driving into work this morning, I said, I had four or five things I knew I would remember when I woke up, but I can't think of a single one.
I know. Isn't that so true? Yeah. That is so true. Or even when you go from one room to the next.
Yeah.
Right?
Anything that you do, Jill?
Yeah. Well, you know, Sherry, I often tell clients that very same thing, and I have people that have this chronic problem to keep a pad right by the side of their bed so they don't even have to get up and wake themselves up anymore.
Yeah.
But it is that, you know, our mind keeps going over things and over as a way of remembering.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you feel like you've put it someplace, then you no longer have to remember it or work at remembering it. So I think that's an important thing.
Okay. The thing that I have been trying to do is forget about what I'm thinking on, and I start remembering all the prayer requests I can remember receiving from my small groups. I've got a men's group, and Ron and I have a Bible study together. So I just try to think about those prayer requests and pray for these people. And I'm ashamed to say that prayer puts me to sleep sometimes.
Well, that's the other thing, is do something that puts you to sleep, you know. If you're praying to the Lord to help you sleep, and even if you're reading His Word, you know, then He's answered your prayer, right?
Exactly right. Oh, goodness. Well, we're going to come back in just a minute and take your calls. I want to talk to Sherry real quickly about Women in the Battle. It's coming up on April 26th. That's
soon.
Just a week away.
I know. So excited.
It's not too late to sign up, is it?
It's not too late. And I just want to appeal to all of you women that are in a situation where you're in a relationship with someone who's struggling with sexual integrity, be it pornography, be it affairs, be it prostitutes. This is the place for you. And the first thing I want to say to you is you are worth it. We care about you. We want to love up on you. There is no shame or judgment at the Women in the Battle weekend. We're there. We get it. We understand it. We've lived it.
What your husband did isn't your fault.
It's right. Not. And we want to help you heal. You deserve it. So we've got, not only am I going to be speaking, but we've got a panel of four women, Shelly, Kalo, Tina, who are all in recovered marriages. And then Nancy, who's like myself, who had a failed marriage, but guess what? Her life is not failed.
It's not over.
She is living a full life like myself. So whether you're single or married, Women in the Battle's for you.
Okay.
Please come.
Thank you. Well, you stay tuned here. We will be back. We'll answer some questions. We've got a lot of people on hold, but call us and we'll be happy to take your questions.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Denham April 26th through the 28th in Denver, Colorado. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I came this weekend hoping to get some new tools and sharpen the ones I already have. I am leaving with weapons of mass destruction.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Okay, we're back. Larry Sonnenberg, president of New Life Live, sitting in for Steve Arterburn. We have Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Sherry Denham, and we're going to go right to the phones. We're going to talk to Gary in Dallas. He listens on The Word, KWRD. Gary, how are you doing today?
I am a blessed man. How are you folks?
We're doing great.
Good, good.
I tell you what, I am just so pleased that the two ladies are there, Dr. Sherry and Dr. Jill. My question
thanks,
is,
Gary.
Sorry, Larry.
You're not half as pleased as I am.
Well, the my question is really more of a clinical question than a bridge to a prior show. It has to do with the brain, and I'll cut to the chase. How, if an individual is diagnosed with adult onset ADHD in addition to depression, how often are there more than one issues linked to disorders, and how do those two disorders compare with or not at all to a diagnosis of bipolar? And then, given the time, I would like to have to ask about the efficacy of the combination of medications prescribed for the ADHD and depression. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will jump in,
okay,
I guess, first off. And you talked about just the combination of adult onset of ADHD and depression.
Yes, ma'am.
The interesting thing is there's a direct relationship between where ADHD is typically diagnosed, which is the prefrontal cortex. That's the one-third part of your brain. It's if you put your hand on your forehead, one-third of your brain is where the prefrontal cortex is. There's a relationship between that and the limbic system, where depression has come from. It's kind of like there's a super highway between those two. And so if someone has a deficit in one, they may have a deficit in another. Now, the difference between ADHD and bipolar is broad. There is a big difference between bipolar disorder and ADHD and depression.
But a lot of times they do get confused.
Yeah,
and it depends on what doctor you go to and kind of where their area of expertise is, because I have seen clients that get both diagnoses and kind of go back and forth between the two. And sometimes it has to do with, well, what treatment works for that particular person.
Well, and there was really a subset question of mine is how often are they misdiagnosed? Because I've had three psychiatrists and one psychologist all agree that it's adult onset ADHD. I had depression prior to that, but a lot of layman's assessment, if I'm talking about my experiences or whatever, will automatically slap the label bipolar.
Well, you know what's kind of crazy?
Lots of people do that.
Is I've had the privilege of looking at SPECT scans, which have to do with blood flow. And, you know, you think about it in the world of the brain and mental health, we're the only professionals that don't look at the organ we're treating. There's a lot of guesswork. Mm-hmm. So for me, the beauty of being able to see SPECT scans, your situation's more complex because parts of your brain, there's not enough blood flow. That's the ADHD. The other parts of your brain, the depression and the anxiety, is there's too much blood flow in the basal ganglia, which is the gas pedals of the brain, and the limbic system, which is where you get the depression. So you've got two things going on. And so sometimes it's helpful to actually look at the brain and see what's going on when you have this much guesswork and frustration that's going on through a SPECT scan.
Well, I will tell you, God is at work, because you just mentioned two things that I wanted to ask, and that would be, is it possible and would it be beneficial to have a brain scan done, number one? And number two, you mentioned the gas pedal, and there are days or times where I feel like I am pouring nitro racing fuel into a 54 Buick with a small carburetor. You know, this does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah.
And in particular, for instance, and I'm very compliant. I take in my list with all my doctors for every visit. I tell them exactly what's been prescribed by whom, when, how often it's taken. I even chart daily my physical, mental. Da, 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 da. Okay.
Yeah, Gary, just by your level of interest in all of this, I think that, you know, you would be very interested in the results of a SPECT scan.
How does one go about getting one? Do I talk to my psychiatrist about that?
Well, you know, I can just mention where I worked and with Daniel Amen at amenclinics.com. That's just one place where you could go and check. You're wanting to get a read, like more of a functional read looking at blood flow. So
absolutely, because otherwise it's very subjective.
It is, you know, very subjective.
If you're feeling off one day, I don't know why.
Right.
You know, I mean, people just have off days. But I automatically assume that it's chemical, and, you know, maybe I even though I do take my medications exactly as prescribed, you know, I'm just wondering about the efficacy of the combination of Cymbalta and Adderall and
Right, and they can kind of,
once
you look, you may have some better judgment there. So just look at those resources, and thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it.
Oh, God bless you. Each and every one of you. I tell you, I listen to you every day at noon. I call it my gastronomic group therapy. And for $25 a month, trust me, it's cheaper than what I'm paying otherwise.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Gary. You know, I just want to remind the listeners that we did a whole program on the brain on April the 3rd. And if you go to our website and look back at the programs, you can pick which program you want to listen to. And you can pick April the 3rd. And there's a whole program on the brain. We had a special guest. Dr. Jill and Dr. Sherry were here that day. And it was
Dr. Kurt Rounds. Yes.
And so take a look at that. It was a real special day and a special program.
Yeah. Larry, I just want to add one more thing. You know, Gary was talking about how lay people often call him bipolar. And I think when people have highs and low, that's kind of the general term. You know, oh, that person's manic depressant.
Yeah.
That person's bipolar. That's very different than a clinical assessment. And so it's important to get the right diagnosis.
Often self-assessed, probably.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for that. I want to go to line six and talk to Phil. Phil listens in Clovis, New Mexico. He listens on XM Radio. Phil, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Doing really good. Thanks. How can we help you today?
Well, I was going to go and just actually comment a thing. I was listening on April the 3rd on a program. The lady called in about her husband, you know, having a sexual addiction.
Yes.
And they wanted to know if y'all thought that it was, her marriage was worth pursuing and saving.
Yes, I remember that.
The reason I called in on that is I am a sex addict, but I'm also, I have been to an every man's battle. I am
which one did you go
about
to?
5 or 6 weeks sober.
All right.
Oh, yay. Congratulations.
Yeah. I was going to go and tell her, you know, you reiterate that it's not her fault. It's never a woman's fault. It's,
wow,
you know, we have to take responsibility for our own actions, even though we may not know the reason why. You know, I still don't know really why I acted out like I did. But I went and
you did something about it.
Sought the help, sought the, you know, the the program with the Every Man's Battle, and I'm still going through a small group 12-step program because it is.
Yeah, you have to follow
find
up
out so much.
Are you part
it
of Sustained
so
Victory? Phil, are you part of Sustained Victory? Are you doing the 12-step on your own, or are you a part of our Sustained Victory program?
I'm part of a Sustained.
Very good.
Sustained group.
Good deal.
And it's like I say, it's not a quick fix by no means.
You know, that's a really
mm-hmm.
good
I mean,
point.
Yes.
There's days when I still, you know, I cry out to God, you know, I wished I weren't this way. You find out that you're clinically depressed to the point where, you know, you may be borderline non-functional.
Yeah.
So depressed that you're non-functional.
Well, and Phil, you bring up a good point, because once you start dealing with a sexual addiction and you are working at putting that aside, then you do have to deal with the things in your life that the sexual addiction was keeping at bay. And so that's why it's really important to get into the ongoing support, ongoing treatment, to really work through those things that drove you to the addiction in the first place.
Yeah, Phil.
Well, I'm 61. I'm 61 years old, and it's not something that's brand new.
No,
it's been there,
but it's never too late, is it, Phil?
No, you finally get to the point where, you know, if you don't go and get help, one of the 12-step was one of the questions asked was, how did you realize that you were at a point where you realized that you didn't have any control?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer, and an answer of a whole lot of people, and I mean, I found out that this is a whole lot, I'm not the only one that thinks this way. You know, you realize that thing, when you look down the barrel of a loaded gun and you see the bullet, and you just don't have the courage to pull the trigger.
Mm.
Wow.
Boy. Phil,
boy,
I want to thank you
example.
For calling. You're an encouragement to us. You're
Thanks
an encouragement for,
the hope. For
women to go to Women in the Battle, and you're an encouragement for men to go to Every Man's Battle. And just to remind
you, you cannot self-treat yourself.
Yep.
I have tried.
Very good.
You cannot self-treat yourself.
Well, thank
good
you
point.
So much, Phil, for your call. And so Women in the Battle, April 26th to 28th, give us a call, 800-NEW-LIFE. We can help you get there. And Every Man's Battle, our next workshop is May 17th, right here in Orange County. Let's see. I wanted to go to a call here. I want to go talk to Jenny on line 4. Jenny, you're from Knoxville, Tennessee. And tell us why you're calling today.
I believe that my husband could be suffering from some depression. He was married prior to our marriage, and his wife was pregnant at the time, and his wife and the baby were both killed in a car wreck.
Mm. Oh, wow.
He has sort of shut people out.
Mm. Yeah.
For the time that I've known him, and I kind of feel like he still hasn't dealt with that.
So, Jenny, how long in between that event and your marriage to him?
It was about 2 years.
Okay.
Had he done any healing work? Had he done any grief work, Jenny, that you know of?
Not with any counselors or anybody that I'm aware of.
Because there's something called complicated bereavement, or it's like complicated grief. If somebody doesn't actually get to the point, grief is kind of, it's kind of a weird thing. It's like you really need to feel to get through mm-hmm. grief. I always tell people you're going to need to cry a river of tears, and you're going to need to get angry. Both of those things at some point in the process in order to get through the grief and the loss. And so if he's kind of gotten stuck.
But I think, Sherry, excuse me, I think that he does fit the typical pattern for a lot of men that, you know, that get married, you know, within mm-hmm. about 2 years after either a divorce or a death, And, you know, because they feel that
right,
void,
Jill.
They feel lost, okay? So they replace it with another relationship, which, you know, has its excitement in, you know, moving towards marriage. And so that kind of masks any grief that they have. Then they are married, and after they've been married a little bit, the grief starts to hit them. And so I think that a lot of times men do not grieve until they are in the next relationship, which is unfortunate for us women, especially the women that marry them. In that, Jenny, I think that you are onto something here, that he's probably now safe enough with you to start to allow these feelings to come up. Not that he perhaps wants them to, but you're noticing that they are.
Is she shut down? Is he letting you in at all?
No.
All right. Mm. So he really is closed up.
Well, and that conflict, you know, of having these feelings and not probably wanting to hurt you, Jenny.
Because he'd have to talk about his love and his loss and the baby. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that might be a good place for you guys to go in to couple therapy together. To say, can we start the conversation? Because it's going to take a lot of courage, Jenny, for you to actually hear him and allow him to talk about his love and his loss.
Okay, hold on, Jenny. We'll come back after the break.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. Come join us as we cruise Alaska this summer, July 1st through the 8th. Alaska is one of God's most wonderful and spectacular works of creation. And if you haven't been before, you'll be amazed at all there is to see and to do. We'll be sailing the Norwegian Sun, starting in Vancouver, and sailing north to Anchorage. Along the way, we'll stop in Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, and then sail Glacier Bay and Hubbard Glacier. Our New Life cruises are always filled with lots of fun, wonderful fellowship, and great teaching from our team. Now, joining me this year will be Dr. Dave Stoop, and my very good friend and former Women of Faith speaker, Marilyn Meeber. To register or to find out more, call 1-888-770-6898, extension 103. That's 1-888-770-6898, extension 103.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Larry Sonnenberg here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Sherry Denham. I'm filling in for Steve Arterburn today. We are talking...
With Jenny.
We are talking with Jenny, but I punched the wrong button. Oh. Hold on a minute here. Okay, we're talking to Jenny. Hi, Jenny. We're back to you. I think Dr. Jill has something she wants to say to wrap up here.
So, Jenny, I like I said before the break, you're on the right track with what is probably going on with him, and he probably feels very conflicted about it, about bringing it into this new relationship, perhaps not wanting to hurt you. So the shutting down and not knowing what to do. I think it would be important for you to start naming what you think is going on. And, you know, it would be good for you to get some support because, you know, if you, especially if you have any fears about his feelings of love towards you, and to really be able to come from a place of strength and love and help him grieve this, if you're willing. But so by naming that you think that he's still grieving and that you wonder if he feels conflicted and if he misses her, you know, things like that. So you would have to hear some difficult things, as we said before. Does that sound like something you could do?
I think I have attempted some things like that in the past. I think he's just continually sort of shut me out.
Okay.
And again, maybe, I mean, he had a bonding loss. He had a severe loss of a baby and a wife, and he might be afraid to bond with you. I mean, sometimes if he hasn't done the grief work, how do I know if I bound to you, something horrible isn't going to go away?
Right.
So there is some deep, deep healing that needs to happen here. Deep wounds need deep healing. And I think Jill is right calling it out. And truly, you guys may need the intervention. I'm recommending the intervention of a therapist. Because having somebody there like one of us that can kind of go in and help to open up the conversations will take the burden off of you. And, you know, and open up the opportunity for you to learn how to do it.
Right. And to even, you know, let him know that, you know, he experienced such a devastating loss and it was so sudden. But now you feel like gradually over time, you're losing him.
Wow.
Right. To let him know that you're empathizing with his loss because you're feeling the loss now.
Yeah, I don't think he won't agree to the counseling idea.
Well, let me tell you something, my dear. Your marriage depends on it. I'm going to be that bold with you because it's not going to go away if there isn't an intervention. Some people think things like this just go away. But if
Are there some other avenues of intervention other than counseling?
Well, it's like what Jill said. It's like if you want to roll up your sleeves and get in there and just start asking him to share his heart with you. What was that like when you lost her?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like when you lost your baby?
Letting him know that you really care about him, you love him, and you want to know those deep parts of his soul and what is hurting him.
But you can't be afraid to go down that rabbit hole. And if you're afraid to go down that rabbit hole,
okay,
then go there. And if you get stuck, my dear, then you're going to need a third party. Okay?
But as you start to... You know, as he starts to open up to you and feel safer, he might then be open to therapy.
Jenny, we want to send you a New Life perspective that we have on grief. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think you and Henry did that.
Yes.
And that might help you a little bit to get a little understanding. He might benefit from that a little bit as well.
Just to listen to it together.
That might be something to open the
perfect.
Door for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for calling today, Jenny. We appreciate it. Okay, we have Club New Life is our monthly giving program, and we are on we are looking for 4 members a day. We have a goal
or
this
five.
Year. 5 would be great. 10, 15, 20. It'd make us happy.
So we could catch up, yeah.
But Club New Life is a monthly giving program, $25 or more per month, if you could make that commitment to New Life to help us do what we do.
Everything. And to feel more a part of things?
Absolutely. We send you a monthly CD so you get some insights you didn't get before. You hear some questions from radio. You hear a teaching from one of our radio hosts. You hear some interviews, some information about New Life. And we do a resource every other month. We'll send you a Life Recovery Bible just for joining. So we need 4 people every day. If we can get 5 or 6, we'd love it. So call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and see if you could sign up or go to newlife.com.
You know, it's really cool. Gary was such a perfect example of that, our first caller, because he gets so much out of the program that he's like, I want to give back,
you know,
and he does through the $25 a month.
That's exactly right. I want to go to line 5. Let's get a question in from Lana. She's calling from WBYN, Boyertown, Pennsylvania. And Lana, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Larry, for taking my call. I knew it was going to be a special program when I heard the two ladies, Sherry and Jill, were
Thanks,
yes,
Lana.
It's a rare moment.
Absolutely.
Job filling in for Steve.
Thank you.
My question is, dealing with depression without using drugs, I have 2 times when it's time for my period and my chemistry changes. I'll start out like mildly having the blues, and then I like go into deep depression. I'm worthless. I'm like a bipolar person. Then the next couple of days post period, I'm like superwoman and nothing bothers me, and then the rest of the month I'm normal. So I don't want to take some sort of drugs just because I need it for a couple of days a month. The other problem I have is diagnosed as seasonal disorder because I don't have enough sunlight. I live in Pennsylvania, which is not a sunshine state, and I do classified work, and we don't have windows and sunlight.
Okay.
I do use a sunblock.
Lana, hang on. We're going to come back to you after the break, and we'll get you some help. Thank you.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Hi, New Life Live. This is Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Sherry Dent. How come I have trouble with your name today?
It's okay.
Dr.
I'm not offended.
I'm not offended.
Just changing her name.
Dr. Sherry
Dent. Say, hey, you.
Yeah.
Hey, you. I'll answer.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. We are talking with Lana. Lana has asked a question just before the break on depression. So,
Yeah. Ladies,
you can take it
and
from
you
here.
Said something about a box. You had a light box.
I use a light box. I use it actually all year because, like I said, I work in a place that doesn't have
it's
windows
dark.
And sunlight. So I exercise regularly. With my diet, I try to have lots of natural and raw. I use a light box.
So you're doing a lot of good
things.
The thing that is fascinating, as you just eloquently said, is and I've had the privilege of looking at spec scans of women on the best day of their cycle and the worst day of their cycle. And I have to tell you, the brain changes.
You don't need a spec scan to know that.
Yeah. But to have, serious. You know, it's like, you know, people think PMS isn't real. But I go, let's look at these brain scans. And it actually does reflect what we all know intuitively.
Mm-hmm. It validates it, doesn't it?
So I want to validate that it is real, right? And there's something called premenstrual dysmorphic disorder.
Dysphoric disorder.
Yeah, not dysmorphic.
Not dysphoric. Some people may be dysmorphic.
Exactly. But it actually may be something you want to look into because there could be hormone therapy. Mm-hmm. There could be natural resources that you can try before having to go to a medication route.
Right. And Lana, how old did you say you were?
I didn't.
Can you tell me?
I'm 45.
45. Okay. So, Lana, have you noticed this getting worse for you?
You know...
Or, I mean, this, kind of...
Yes.
And more recently?
That, when I was in high school, I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that stress plays into it.
Right.
When I work long hours and I have lots of stress, it's really bad. And my gynecologist sent me to this PMS clinic, and they had me fill out this form, and like of 20 symptoms, I had 17.
Okay.
And again, they want you to, you know, take a drug every day of the month.
Right.
For something that happened.
Like hormone therapy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, they were like antidepressants. I think it was like Theraphim and those.
Okay.
You know, and they were recommending mild doses, but my whole theory is I don't want to be drugged up for 30 days for something that occurred
right.
3 to 5 days.
Okay. So Lana, I think then you're going to have to do a little more research, because there are more natural means of dealing with this. You know, part of it is that you could be in perimenopause, which can be up to 10 years prior to actual menopause. You start having symptoms. And so whatever you have had in your life, it's kind of during this time, it's a lot worse. And it starts getting worse over, the closer you get to menopause. So you can go to like naturopath doctors. You can do supplements. We also, at one point, we had Dr. Stephanie McCullen mm-hmm. on our show, and she's written a book called Stressed Out,
yeah.
I believe, which addresses some of these issues. And she is a Christian and a gynecologist, so that might be something for you to get and look at. And then also to look at your vitamin D intake, I think is important. That's that supplement that we get from the sun. And if you can't get 30 minutes a day of sun on your face, and I don't know if the sun box is equivalent. Do you know in terms of the same amount as the actual sun?
I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that.
It may be that you need to do more of the sun box than the actual mm-hmm. sun. But looking into the vitamin D. So those would be
I do take vitamin D.
Okay.
I take about 1,000 units a day. And I have gone to, like, a naturopath and do wild
okay.
jam cream and
okay.
primrose and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to do
yeah.
all that.
You know what?
But it's like, you know, you want better results.
I know.
You want
I
to
know.
Be more normal.
Right. Well, the euphoric days are kind of fun.
Oh,
right.
Yes,
yeah, I mean those are fun. It's just knowing that you're going to have a few blue days.
I want to mention too, Jill. You mentioned a book. One of the most amazing books I found recently on this is called "The Female Brain" by an MD. Her name is Luann Brizendine, and that might be a book that you want to pick up as well. She talks a lot in there about hormones, and you brought that up, Jill,
mm-hmm.
because at 45, right, things.
Mm-hmm.
We have really complex brains as women.
Yes.
It is.
That control our systems, our whole body.
Our
I'll
whole
drink to
body.
That.
No,
yes,
I'm
okay.
serious. Just try living in our body
yes,
for a
I
while
know.
With our hormones. I totally get what Lana is saying.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, there's not some simple little quick fix solution. We are so complex, and it's not just one thing.
Well, she used the word normal, and I think that's a dangerous word to use because normal changes all the time.
It does.
It, yeah. it does.
It's kind
it
of
does.
Like in our lives as we mature. There's like a new normal
yeah.
every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's frustrating mm-hmm. because we know how we used to feel.
Right.
And
we want to stay there.
But you also know when things just don't feel quite right.
Yeah.
And you just
Lana?
Have to
now,
keep...
Now, ladies, in saying this, like, okay, we've all agreed, like, women's brain is impacted by chemistry. Do men's brains go through anything? I mean, we have this cycle.
I hope so.
Like,
depends
no.
if, depends if they're living with a woman or not.
Sorry, Lana.
Larry.
But they'll say to me, like, you know, oh, you're having your period, aren't you? Oh, we can't go. We can't do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so everybody knows that we have this change that comes about us. But
don't you
through it?
Don't you notice men getting moody as well? And sometimes
well, they
at certain times
me,
of the month.
Moody, so they're moody.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, men do go through changes.
They do.
Their testosterone changes
mm-hmm.
in their 40s and 50s, and they can do some real nosedives during that period of time. And so they do change like ours, but I must say,
mm-hmm.
ours change more. We
right.
have more moving parts in our brain, and I think we have more moving parts than they do as
mm-hmm.
far as hormones. So,
mm-hmm.
so Lana, thank
makes
you.
Makes us more sensitive.
Thank you
it
so
does.
Much for calling. I hope some of this information helped you. I wanted to just remind everybody that Steve Arterburn is going to be doing a live simulcast, which means a live video feed to multiple churches on May the 18th. And if your church would like to be a part of it, if you're a pastor or if you're not a pastor, if you'll go to newlife.com, we've got a button there on the homepage. You can click on it and find out how your church can do this. Steve is going to speak on the on his new book, The 7-Minute Marriage Solution. He will talk about the 7 things you should stop immediately in a marriage, 7 things you should start, and the 7 minutes a day that you should spend together in Bible and in devotional time together. And you'll see just a revolutionary change to your marriage if you do that. So look into that. Also, New Life is going on an Alaskan cruise, July 1st to July 8th. We're going to start in Vancouver, head north, end up in Anchorage with a few stops on the way. We're going to see some glaciers. You're going to hear Dr. Dave Stoop, Marilyn Meeberg, and Stephen Arterburn talk on how big is our God. And if there's ever a place you'd want to go to experience that, it would be Alaska. So call and sign up for that. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're going to laugh a lot.
Yes.
Marilyn is hilarious.
Yes.
You know what I think every time I hear about this cruise? I just think how much God is going to smile during that cruise. Because how many cruises do you actually go where you go to worship God? You go to just be in awe of Him. You laugh. You just, what a great place. And I thought, you know what? He's going to be moved by that.
That's the one place where the word awesome really has
meaning. I know. It's the best
so
cruise.
Overused. Yeah. Well, we're going to see if we can get a question here as we head towards the break. Let's go to Anna. She's Washington, D.C. She listens online. Anna, how can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
Well, my situation pretty much is that my boyfriend and I, we knew each other for 4 years, and we dated 7 months. We had great chemistry, communication, everything, and then suddenly this month, he couldn't sleep, and he was restless, and not acting like himself, he tried to solve, I guess, he felt that, like, by solving the problem, the best way to solve the problem was to pretty much break up, but he wanted to stay as close friends, and it was very strange to me, because we had issues similar to the ones that we had this month, and we were able to get through stuff like that, or talk through it. And now he just didn't want to talk. He treated me differently throughout the week, and I know I was responding off of that too. I couldn't figure it out because, I mean, he measured my ring and it was just.
Okay, well, tell you what, the ladies here will ponder this a little. We'll probably ask you a couple more questions when we come back from the break, but we'll see what we can do to answer you on that. As we go to the break, I want to remind everybody, Steve is going to be in Cedar Rapids on May 6th. He's going to speak at Bridge Haven Pregnancy Support Center's annual fundraising banquet. If you live in that area, take a look into that, and let's see if you can go in and see Steve. We will be back in just a moment, and we'll help Anna out.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think, that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to New Life. This is Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn. I'm with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Sherry Denham, and I can say it.
You did.
Yay.
Yippee.
We're talking with Anna. Anna, let me get her back on the line. Anna's boyfriend wants to break up because he's not sleeping well. And you ladies have a question or two.
You
for
mentioned
her.
Something about a ring.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yes. I wasn't sure if you guys were still on the phone, so I stopped. But he measured me for a ring. He wrote me a poem the same week saying how he thought everything was flowing so well. He writes poems consistently and how he just loved me and all of this stuff. And then suddenly it's like it was just I can't make any sense of everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's almost like he got scared or somehow, you know, wanted to backpedal. Because it sounds like you guys were friends for 4 years, and he wants to go back to being friends. So at that level, he enjoyed the relationship. But something about moving it forward, moving it to the next level, to greater intimacy, to maybe a life commitment, that has stirred some things up for him, Anna.
Yeah, it was strange to me. It's like we talk about it like, you know, I mean, he pretty much said a long time ago, if the finances were there, because we're both very young, we're just coming out of college, you know how it is with the economy right now. So, like, we both are like, if we had the finances, we would move forward.
So let me ask you, have you guys been sleeping together?
No, but I can say honestly, we do fool around, but not sleeping.
Because okay. I thought you.
So they've been sexually intimate, but not sleeping together. It sounds like.
I don't understand that. I'm confused. How are you sexually?
Yeah, no, we don't. We don't. We haven't done any intercourse.
They haven't had intercourse.
Okay.
You haven't had. Got it. So you have not had intercourse. Okay, but so you? How did he said he was just sleeping bad? And he told you about it, so you weren't laying next to him when he woke up in the middle of the night, right?
No, nothing like that.
Okay,
okay. Yeah, right. You don't live together or anything.
So, your heart must be breaking right now to be with him as long as you've been with him and to have him pull away so abruptly after what Jill just talked about is he took a big step forward to measure you for a ring. I mean, that puts your relationship in reality zone of more of a commitment.
Yeah.
And I think he's afraid.
Does that
ring true with you?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I figured.
Yeah.
Figured.
Are you shocked by that? Are you shocked that he's gotten afraid and pulled away?
I couldn't put everything together. It really seemed, I told him in front of him, I said, because we're very open to each other. I was like, you know what? I told him, I was like, this is not like you. I don't know what's going on. And I even called him a, well, because I told him he was a punk. Because, and I said it because I said, let's keep trying to figure it out. And he said, I've tried, I can't sleep. And he was like, I try to do this. And he was like, I'm done, I'm tired. And so he was like, but we can be friends. And we talked about, and then we were laughing and talking. It's very strange. After we were done with that, we were laughing. And then.
Well, he's probably relieved. He's probably relieved to say, mm-hmm. let's be friends, and to know
to
that
you're...
To
put it out there, yeah.
Yeah, because maybe it's more of what he wants. You know, I as painful as this is, one thing I will tell you is you cannot move a man's heart forward. He has got to want to initiate that with you.
And sometimes it's in those spaces when you're apart that he figures it out. We women,
good
we
point.
Want to be together, and we think that's the way everybody figures it out, but it's not true.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes yeah. they have to miss and be able to reflect and remember to know what they want.
So, oh. Yeah, good point, Jill. I would recommend, you know, and especially if it gets muddy where some mm-hmm. people want to be friends with benefits, and you know what I mean by benefits, that's the fooling
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you, Anna, to not go there at all, to not fool around at all.
Because you do want him to miss you,
yeah.
right?
And you want him to respect you, and yeah. you want him to be committed with you and not just committed to your body when he wants it. Mm. Mm-hmm. Friends with benefits is only going to keep you further and further from what you want, which mm-hmm. is a man who's pursuing you and showing up and being committed.
You don't want the immediate satisfaction of, oh, he's drawing close to me, to rob you of the long-term commitment.
Anna, how about we send you the book, Is This the One?
Oh,
this
perfect.
Would be a real good book for you,
perfect.
Written by Steve Arterburg.
Yep.
And we hope that something you heard here from Dr. Sherry and Dr. Jill will help you today. Thank you for calling.
Well, it's so hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
You know, relationships can be complicated. But I think you had such a good point, Jill, is sometimes people find out in the missing, in the longing,
right.
what they
well,
really
Well, you're
want.
Right, because holding him there
right.
Isn't the answer. They aren't married,
yeah.
right?
And, well, and Steve's book goes into that, right?
right.
It's like
mm-hmm.
date other people
mm-hmm.
and then get
mm-hmm.
out there, and that would probably be a good path for Anna, as heartbreaking
yeah.
as it is right now, but eventually to get out there and just say, I'm
yeah.
going to move on and see what he does with that.
Right.
right. So
as we close, I want to see if I can get through these 10 top 10 innovative ways to benefit from New Life Live broadcast, written by good friends Jim and Julie of New Life. Number 10 is sitting in the garage, listening to the remainder of the program on Sirius XM, usually prompted homebodies to check on me and then to help carry in the groceries. Number 9 was mundane tasks like folding laundry take on new interest when accompanied by a New Life Live podcast. Number 8. Making dinner together while listening to the podcast means more time invested in a fabulous meal. Number 7, pausing the podcast after each caller's question to deliberate a response and compare our answers with the program
oh,
host.
Oh, that's great.
As good as any interactive game.
That's
oh,
great.
That is good.
6, who needs specialized exercise videos to stay in shape when a downloaded New Life podcast jogs or bikes with me for a good 1 or 2 program workout?
Oh.
Number 5, each program brings a quickened pulse when wondering who are the hosts for the day. No wagering yet. 4, enjoy a romantic leisurely sail along the Pacific coast with New Life Live on cockpit speakers. Number 3, my frantic email message to newlife.com. Quote, current podcasts are a week behind. Is there a problem? Coincided with the next day email from Steve Arterburn with the subject title, Yes, you are. Number 2, having my iPhone and earbuds at bedside after a 3 a.m. panic attack, where familiarity of callers and host mm-hmm. and the North to Alaska jingle lull me back to sleep.
Aw, wow.
That's nice.
Number 1, numbers 2 through 10 above suggest that a podcast-free retreat week with personal pampering and fine dining is definitely on the horizon to mitigate a New Life Live addiction.
Aww. Wow. So they're going to the cruise?
Yeah.
That is great.
That's from Jim and Julie. So,
thank you.
We want to thank you for listening in here today. I just wanted to close with a word. You went to Romans at another program I listened to here recently, Sherry, and there is a passage here in Romans 8 where Paul says, so you should not be like cowering, fearful slaves. You should behave instead like God's very own children, adopted into his family, calling him Father, dear Father. For his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we are God's children. And what a great promise that is. We're adopted into his family. We're God's children. And life transformation is available because of that. So thank you, Jill. Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Larry.
We'll be back again on Monday. Thanks for listening. And this is New Life Live. God bless you now.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us on Monday for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.